Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
He's back. Here's Zach Gelb.
Welcome back in inside the Phoenix Convention Center. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, getting you set for the Final Four. And now joining us, one of my favorites. I remember when I was a student at Temple University and getting to cover a few of those St. Joe's and Temple games. They're always fun. Is the longtime coach in Phil Martelli, kind enough to join us right now. Coach, always great to see you. How you been?
Great to see you. It was only fun when we had the better players against John Chaney and Dumph and all those guys. But Philadelphia basketball special, and you did a lot of great things while you were at Temple. So thank you for what you did for Philadelphia basketball.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that, and thanks so much. And it means a lot coming from you. Let me start you off with this Final Four, because, you know, it's great to see the growth of the women's game. And to see all the stars in the women's game this past year has been remarkable, from Paige to Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Juju Watkins. We go on and on and on. But with the success of the women's game, people then talk about the men's game. And they're like, we don't know where the state of men's basketball is at. And you still get to this Final Four. You have Zach Edey, who's a big star. DJ Burns has become a big star in this tournament. And we know what UConn obviously has been doing. How about the state of men's basketball right now?
Well, I thought you were going to start off with women's basketball because, as you well know, how many ever years ago, Gene Auriemma was the JV coach at Cardinal at Bishop Kenrick High School. I was the head high school coach. We've been friends for 50 years, and it is remarkable what they're doing. And I have the sneaking suspicion that at the end of when it's all done, that the Juju Watkins girl might be the best of all time after watching her as a freshman. But college basketball is in a different stage. It's a transfer portal, NIL, and then you get to the tournament, and it should be, and hopefully it will be this weekend, just about basketball. Mm-hmm. It's not about who's taking what job. It's not about how much money so-and-so's making. It's about the players. And the guys that you featured have been just absolutely remarkable. And I think the power runs that have gone on, like Connecticut is powering through this tournament, but no less than Purdue is powering through the tournament. And really, NC State, I mean, how do you win 9 straight elimination games?
I saw the likes.
Without being like just such a powerful, just a powerful force. And I think Alabama's embracing, and I'm not a big analytics guy, but they're embracing of offensive basketball. I am a big offensive guy. I think that, you know, like, they'll drum me out of the Coaches Association, which is meeting right downstairs here when I say this, but everybody is defense wins championships. Yeah, but you know what? No championship in every sport has ever been won 2-0, maybe in hockey. But you have to score. And I think Nate Oates and the way that they have accepted and taking on this challenge of being an offensive juggernaut is just absolutely amazing. So you have unbelievable matchups. You have really terrific games, and you have personalities, right? You have real personalities in these games. So college basketball is in a good place. We have to be careful. And all of us who are caretakers have to be careful of the sport because of NIL, because of transfer portal, because of coaches moving around so quickly. Even today, there's reports that coaches are moving today, and We need to celebrate the game, and that's what I'm hoping for this weekend.
I want to circle back to what you said about Juju Watkins. Sensational, phenomenal, everything's right in front of her. But what do you see using your coaching cap when you watch her?
I think she's actually playing a game that's different than anybody else is playing. And I don't have, even though Gino and I have been lifelong friends, I have no connection on a Maya Moore. But Breanna Stewart was different, and Tarazi was different. And I watched them because of my connection with Gino. I just watched the game the other night against Connecticut, and her movement is different. Her understanding, and I think a lot of it is we often knock youth basketball. You know, it's not good, or youth sports aren't good. But if you can get a young lady that ready, and look at Reed Shepherd, if he can be that ready, everything's not wrong with youth sports. We have to make sure that we use it as a growth experience, not just as a player, but as a human being. And that young lady, you know what? You know what touched me the most, Zach, was when her walking off the floor and her having tears in her eyes. Because you think with all the accolades, you know, it could get team success. But not in that situation. I thought that was a beautiful moment.
So the last few years, Phil Martelli, you were with Michigan. I know things eventually have ended with Juwan Howard. How do you just look back at that experience? And at the end of the day, why didn't it work the way that people envisioned it?
Great question. First of all, for me, I got more than I gave, and I tried to give everything I had every single day. But to have been in the presence of Juwan Howard, an offensive mind, an NBA mind, coaching in college basketball, Howard Eisley as the offensive coordinator, just a brilliant guy, soft-spoken, Saadi Washington, both Howard Eisley and Saadi Washington will be head coaches, and to know that they had an impact on me as I kind of even grew in my knowledge after a long, long career. The biggest deal that I take away is I took away friendships. I took away relationships. Terrific players, great run early, and the ended up being a number of body blows that were hard to respond to as we went through things. We took a body blow when Hunter Dickinson transferred. We took a body blow when Juwan had serious heart surgery. Took a body blow when he came back, navigating that because you don't have a plan, a playbook for that. We took a body blow with our point guard not fulfilling academic responsibility. So it was all body blow, and it played out on the court. It was not easy to sit through, but I do know this. I know that having been there and seeing the excellence that Michigan projects and what they expect, and the fact that Dusty May will get all the support, not that we didn't get support, he'll get support. And you win a national championship in football, then why not in basketball?
I know you as a coach, and then I also know you away from the court. And I've seen the work that you've done with Coaches Versus Cancer. I went to a sleepaway camp, and the athletic director still that day is the great Steve Chadwin. And I know you guys have honored him throughout the year, so that's meant a lot to me. And I've seen you speak at these events and how much you are dedicated, even when you were no longer the coach of St. Joe's, to continue to give back. But tell me what you're doing today, American Cancer Society, Coaches Versus Cancer.
Well, it is a drive. And I think that all coaches out there, I don't care if you're a grizzled veteran or a young coach, I think that your responsibility is to give back. Yes, we all have to recruit our teams. Yes, we all have to coach our teams. But the third thing that you can do is you can make somebody else's quality of life just a little bit better for a day because you give a talk or you present to a sponsor. So American Cancer Society, they all talk about knowledge and awareness and education about no. There's nobody out there listening, Zach, that doesn't realize cancer is evil. Cancer is a bully. And the only thing you can do is not beat it. You have to crush cancer. So any way, shape, or form that I can help, and on this platform of being a coach and people holding you at a certain level, it's important and it's demanded that we all give back. And that's my intention with Coaches Versus Cancer and the American Cancer Society. What I would like to do is drive all of them out of business. I want everybody involved with Coaches Versus Cancer. I want everybody involved with the American Cancer Society. I want them to be looking for work. Not that I wish that on anybody, but we have to get to the point in this country that we are cancer free. And if I can do it with one statement to a great guy like you and your wide audience, then count me in. And all of us can help. Could be a dollar, could be an event, it could be a prayer, but we all have to get behind crushing cancer.
I know you got to run. Last thing I want to ask you, Coach Phil Martelli, I'm for NIL.
Yes, sir.
And we've seen coaches, right? They get up there in age and they can retire, but I think we all know why Coach K and Roy Williams and Nick Saban are no longer coaching. It annoys me. And I say this as part of CBS Sports Radio and CBS. It annoys me that Jay Wright isn't still on the sideline. And I think that's because of NIL right now in this new landscape in college basketball. Does it disappoint you that he's still not coaching?
No, it disappoints me a great deal. And saying that, the younger guys have to be ready. But it's our game. It's our game. It's our profession. It's our game, whether it's the NABC, whether it's the individual conferences. We have to recognize the young people involved in the game need to be taken care of. We are all responsible, NCAA included. Let's make sure that we have guardrails so we're not setting kids up for future failures. If you're 18 or 19 years old or 21 years old and you're making $100,000 and then basketball ends and you don't go pro and you want to go be a bank teller, is there any bank that's going to pay them $100,000 in their first year? We're setting these young people up unless we educate them. That's one. Two, they're also being pried on by agents taking percentages that are just completely absurd. Let's make sure that we have this good idea. Let's have this really good idea where the young people who run the game basically get taken care of. And we as coaches have to remember one thing. We're educators first. We're not coaches. That's a title. We're educators. How can we and how can our institutions help these young people in different and sometimes difficult times?
He's Coach Phil Martelli. Coach, always good to see you. Thanks so much.
Zach, I really appreciate you. Looking forward to some Phillies baseball this summer.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.